Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we bring you another look inside the world of football. We're going to take a look now that the first wave of NFL free agency, the big first week, has come and gone. Not a ton of top-end talent that was available. There not usually is. It's overrated more than anything. But I'm going to talk about how some of the signings might affect on the draft. For the team that signed the player, the team that lost the player, and other teams, we're gonna go into that and try to transition as we'll get into, obviously, a ton of draft talk between now and the draft in late April. Reminder, you can get detailed film room analysis of the draft, free agency, all the latest news and notes, inside information over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have on tap for you today. Folks, it'll take you through the rest of this scouting season, business season of football, all the way through next football season. So make sure that you check it out today, LandryFootball.com. Also a reminder, to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, wherever you get your football content, wherever you get your podcasts, rather, so that you can get all of our football content. So if you look at some things that may affect the draft based upon free agency, let's take a few. Look at the Chiefs letting Orlando Brown test free agent waters. It was intriguing. He wanted to remain at left tackle. The Bengals ended up signing him. Well, he didn't get the contract he wanted. They got the winners that the Bengals were able to get an upgrade at their position. What does this mean? Well, the Browns signing with the Bengals impacted several other teams. His former club, the Chiefs, signed former Jags tackle Juwan Taylor and planned to have him replace Brown at left tackle, despite Taylor owning just a small amount of snaps at the position throughout his career. This doesn't preclude them from turning over every leaf and finding another free agent guy like a Josh Njoman or an Isaiah Wynn. There's also, some talk about them trying to talk with the Texans about Laramie Tunsil. But I think that this also puts in play a tackle pick, a young tackle pick, in the end of the first round. Again, you can't just look and people want to pigeonhole. Well, what are they going to take at, who's going to be there? It's not about what position they're going to take. It's what player they're going to take is what matters. And so let's keep an eye. If the board tells you there's quality there at tackle, I think that's going to be in play. There are plenty of tackles. Maybe a Darnell Wright, who I think is more of a right tackle. Dewan Jones, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. If you look at some other moves that took place. The Bears were interested in Orlando Brown. And I thought he would have been ideal for a gap man-based scheme that they run. Bears offensive lineman Chris Morgan is more of a fit in Shanahan-style offenses, which is outside zone. The Bears got the ninth pick, and they can go in a number of different directions on the offensive line. They signed Nate Davis to play guard. They could slide Cody Whitehair over to center, which still leaves the Bears with a hole at either right tackle or left guard. So, and we'll see if Braxton Jones can develop into anything, but maybe a little high for Peter Skoronski, but he's got versatility. I think later that might be a possibility. I think too high at nine, but Paris Johnson, Broderick Jones of Georgia, also in play there. So interesting. Again, follow the news, follow the information, follow where teams are targeting to fill needs, which is what free agency is about. And if they can't do it, how they might impact what they do in the draft. So I just gave you Brown leaving the Chiefs, going to the Bengals, and how it might affect the Chiefs, but how it might affect a team like the Bears that were also interested. The Bears signed, the Panthers signed Miles Sanders and Hayden Hurst. Restock that that position. Running back Deontay Foreman had a strong second half of the season, but he signed with the Bears, leaving Chuba Hubbard. Signing Miles Sanders can help eat some carries. And reunite him with former position coach Deuce Daly. At tight end, the Panthers signed Hayden Hurst, a player who does a lot of things well and gives the Panthers tight end room a viable auxiliary pass catcher. Might be a may not be that true matchup nightmare, but is a better receiving option than an Ian Thomas or Tommy Tremble, who are block first guys. So, how will this affect the draft?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Panthers were a team that lit the fuse in the 23 draft, trading with the Bears and taking the number one spot. They will have a top-end offensive line and projected to have one of the league's better defenses. So they moved up to take a quarterback. And while the package they sent to Chicago featured a lot of draft capital, it did, let me remind you, include wide receiver DJ Moore, who also left the Panthers without a true number one at wide receiver. So, and I know Terrence Marshall's good, but a true number one is a guy that dictate coverages. He doesn't quite do that. The Panthers still have their second round pick at 39 and the 49ers third round pick at 93 via the Christian McCaffrey trade. Considering this year's crop of receiver prospects, it's reasonable to target, I think, good value at those spots because I think they'll be really good ones. Maybe a Zay Flowers there early in the second round. He's undersized, but he's got inside-outside skill set that can translate to the next level of versatility. They recently met, the Panthers did, with DJ Chark. So just some things to keep in mind. The Eagles re-sign a foursome of defensive vets. Four moved on to bigger money. Javon Hargrave with the Niners. Safety Marcus Epps to the Raiders. Linebacker T.J. Edwards and Kazir White went to Chicago and Arizona. The Eagles did re-sign four of their more experienced receiver veterans coming off of positive seasons. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, James Bradbury, Darius Slay. So how will this affect them? The Eagles hold two first-round selections in this year's draft, including number 10. They look like they were going to have to replenish a depleted defensive group. So returning two contributors on the defensive line and their two starting cornerbacks is a great way to get some answers to alleviate a gaping hole on their roster, on their depth chart. But it also keeps options open for whatever way they want to go in the draft. Look, the 10th pick, you don't go and draft the best player at a certain position. You draft the best player. Cornerback might no longer be the need unless you want to get a young guy, but safety and linebacker are spots that they might look. But the player has to merit the value there. You can't pass over a better player to just fill in a plug in a spot that's just a bigger need. Makes no sense. So the Eagles may look to find a way to drop in another player alongside N'Kobe Dean. That might be something that they'll look to do. Although the linebacker class is not real deep. Running back Bijan Robinson is a big-time talent that could add more to their offense. It's a running-based offense. You put the best running back in the draft that can catch the ball to go along with Rashad Penny. Now, all of a sudden, this offense, which was good, it's even got a lot of resources to force defenses to play loaded fronts to create one-on-one matchup for the quarterback to take advantage of. Penny behind this Eagles offensive line should be fun to watch. Bijan Robinson would be great to watch. Now, you can also go with great value there potentially on the offensive or defensive lines. I think there'll be some value there. So let's kind of see how that plays out. But because the Eagles were able to prevent the big gaping hole, it gives them a lot of versatility. The Lions signed cornerbacks Cam Sutton and Emmanuel Mosley. Even with the resurgent play of Jeff Okuda, that was a glaring hole at corner. They decided to double hit that position. How's it going to affect them in the draft? The cornerback position is no longer the glaring need. They own two first-round picks, and that leaves the draft open to choose your, you know, best player going multiple directions. Now, you can get a good corner. There'll be good value. There's six corners that I think are going to be really good that...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can play a Brian Branch who can play in the slot the next level, but I don't know that that go that high. But they've got flexibility at 6 and 18 to get a really good player, possibly a good corner that might be there. With Mosley coming off an injury, drafting a cornerback would give them not only quality but better depth, and you can't have enough of those guys. If they feel there's a better player on the line of scrimmage, can do that as well. Defensive front in particular, there may be a really good one there. This is going to be a fun team to watch this offseason because I think they're going to be an intriguing team in 23. I think there's a heightened expectation that this team is a playoff team. The offense could rank among the league's best, but the defense is something that I'm going to look at really hard. Maybe adding offensive line receiver help if it's the right guy, but I think that's where I'm thinking. The Cowboys traded for Stephon Gilmore. They finally found their cornerback to pair with Diggs. Cornerbacks past the age of 30 is always tricky, but I thought Gilmore graded out well for the Colts last season, and he's got experience playing in single high coverage and good football intelligence, so that fits what they like to do. They play a lot of cover one under Dan Quinn, so it's going to be a good fit and a smooth transition for Gilmore. But another key, low-key aspect to the 2022 Cowboys defense was their increasing number of snaps using cover two, which is an easier physical ask on corners and coverage and can unlock more intelligent defenders to fit. So they don't need a corner or a defensive back after the re-signing of Donovan Wilson. So they, by making this move, they can take the best player available. The Seahawks re-signing Drew Lock. Look, you got taking a look with Geno Smith. Drew Lock's new contract is only 1 year. Not a big investment for a young guy they'd like to see, learn more about. I think that's interesting to see where they might go. Or will it? Is there a quarterback that they love that falls to them? Do they take that guy? They're not married to either one of these quarterbacks long term. So it's going to be interesting to see how much do they like one of these guys versus how much they like maybe some other guys that they could get later. Interesting to watch. Patriots signed Juju Smith-Schuster. The Patriots decided to save a couple of $1 million by bringing in Juju Smith-Schuster instead of retaining Jacoby Myers. Smith-Schuster is a valuable power slot physical presence inside as a blocker and an underneath zone beater. While he doesn't inject a lot of speed to the Patriots offense, he does pair well with Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, and brings a speed element to the offense. Also still have Kendrick Bourne as a do-it-all player. They had one of the best defenses in the league, did the Patriots in 22, and managed to return a large portion of the snaps for 23. That opens up the Patriots to look to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. Their number 14 selection matches up very well with who I think is going to be available. So some thoughts there. Folks, this is not complete. And what is fun about this gives you some example of what has happened to this point and how it might affect different teams' draft philosophy. But just think about more decisions that are going to be made in free agency that will further maybe indicate how things may play out in the draft. So we'll keep you up to date on all that. Keep it to LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer where you can get.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All of this, NFL draft, free agency, college football, transfer portal, spring practice, you name it, we got it at LandryFootball.com. Again, it'll take you, the scouting season offer takes you 1 year membership, 12 months. It's the best deal we got going. But you can try it out for a month or 6 months, whatever is your pleasure. You can do that as well. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. The Landry Football Podcast Network. Sign up for that. Subscribe for free, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. That way you don't miss any of our podcasts. So, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you over on the network next time as well as over at LandryFootball.com. So long, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.